In May 2019, research company and Glacier Media developed what was meant to be an annual survey focusing on the commuting habits of Metro Vancouverites. We focused primarily on the differences in the way drivers and public transit users perceived their journeys from home to the workplace. There was no point in conducting the survey in 2020, as COVID-19 kept most of us inside our homes. This month, with no pandemic restrictions in place and renewed discussions about the future of cities, we chose to gauge the situation again. There is a little bit of movement on how we feel about the weekday commute. About a quarter of Metro Vancouverites who have to get to school or work on weekdays, 23%, say the situation is better now than 5 years ago, up 3 points since we asked in 2019. Nothing has changed for 47%, up 2 points, while 27%, down 2 points, say their commute is worse now. Few residents of Vancouver and Surrey say their commutes are worse now, 19% and 23%, respectively, but the proportion climbs to 40% among those who live in the remaining Metro Vancouver municipalities. There is a fascinating divide when we look at the data by mode of transportation. Drivers are significantly more likely to say that their commute is worse now, 32%, than those who ride public transit, 22%. While only 19% of drivers are ready to acknowledge that their weekday journeys are better now, the proportion rises to 29% among transit riders. This year, 73% of Metro Vancouverites, up 5 points, describe their commute as pleasant, while 26%, down 3 points, say it is annoying. The level of exasperation, once again, varies geographically, 19% in Vancouver, 27% in Surrey and 33% in the other municipalities. On this question, the differences between drivers and transit riders are negligible. The concept of a pleasant commute rings true for 71% of respondents across both modes of transportation, while annoyance stands at 28% for drivers and 30% for transit users. There is plenty of consensus on what maddens those who go to school or work on weekdays. Practically all drivers who describe their commute as annoying, 94%, blame traffic, and two-thirds, 68%, dread having to deal with bad drivers. For public transit users, the main burdens are overcrowding inside vehicles, 80%, and waiting for vehicles for pickup, 72%. Our views on what makes commutes pleasant are more nuanced. About 2 in 5 drivers are thrilled to control the entertainment in their vehicle, 40%, find parking when they need it, 44%, and not deal with too much traffic, 45%. About half of transit users say the ride allows them to get things done on the way, 49%, they usually find an available seat, also 49%, and the vehicles on their preferred route arrive on time, 53%. There is consistency on some of the statements that we track. About half of commuters, 49%, down 2 points, would be willing to make less money if they can get a job that is closer to their home, and 57%, up 2 points, say they would seriously consider moving from their current home if they changed jobs and had a longer commute. Another issue where the numbers are stagnant is the willingness to pay for tolls on roads or bridges if it guaranteed a shorter commute time. Both in 2019 and 2023, 43% of drivers have been open to this consideration. A fluctuation that will be worth analyzing in the future appears on the desired mode of transportation on weekdays. The proportion of weekday commuters who say their first choice would be to drive grew from 49% in 2019 to 54% in 2023, while those who favor public transit fell from 29% to 23%. Further arguments about concepts such as the 15-minute city, as well as the pending move to electric vehicles, may play a role in how these numbers shift. The community also awaits the completion of transit projects in Vancouver and other municipalities, as well as the clear definition of future proposals, such as the expansion of SkyToyn to the UBC Point Grey campus. Our survey shows that the pandemic did not significantly alter our perceptions of the weekday commute. For drivers, the promise of tolls that would reduce time inside a car is not alluring, even if traffic is the main aggravation. It is also important to note that the proportion of transit riders who say that driving is their ideal commute increased from 28% in 2019 to 37% in 2023. Making the system work better for those who feel left behind could help make the car less appealing. Mario Canseco is president of research company. Results are based on an online study conducted from March 4-7, 2023, among 700 adults in Metro Vancouver. The data has been statistically weighted according to Canadian census figures for age, gender and region in Metro Vancouver. The margin of error, which measures sample variability, is plus or minus 3.7 percentage points, 19 times out of 20.